The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Oh shit! What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that's the fucking 10th of May. How do I know that? Colin's going on holiday tonight! Oh shit! Flying to Dubai! Huh? Like a fucking... some sort of Arab prince. Probably the poorest cunt on the plane, but sure, we'll see what happens. 10th of May. Let me open this book to see if I've done anything interesting. Here, first of all, let me plug two gigs. We've got Lavery's coming up on the 18th of May. You want to go to that? I'm not even going to be in the country. I'm going to promote it remotely. Motherfucker. What have we got? Aaron McCann and Dave Elliott are going to do their sort of big Fathead and the Big Dog, which is the name of their Edinburgh show. So they're going to do two halves of their show. So you get to see them preview their Edinburgh show. Kieran Bartlett's emceeing. Get yourselves along, guys. Support these people. They're very fucking funny. If you can't make it to Edinburgh Fringe, you get to see it at Lavery's Comedy Club. You know, these people. Dave Elliott did the last one, did some new material. He'll probably do even more at the next one. Killed it. Unbelievable. It was hilarious. This is probably the last time Lavery's Comedy Club is going to open its doors at 8:30 before it hits the summer. We might have to move it into 9 o'clock because the next one will be the 1st of June, which will be a General Banter Live podcast. How about that, guys? The only other gig I have to promote is the 29th of October, the Ulster Hall gig. Obviously, you know, I shared a photo of me inside the Ulster Hall the other day saying, like, you know, here it is. Please get yourselves a ticket. And I still mean it. Get yourselves a ticket, guys. It got hundreds and hundreds of likes, that photo, you know, but I don't know if people bought hundreds and hundreds of tickets. Not sure, but gotta keep the word out there. We're playing the Ulster Hall. It's me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott. The Jenner Banter Comedy Squad live at the fucking Ulster Hall, 29th October. Get yourself a ticket. In the meantime, come to Lavery's. What's gonna happen is we're probably gonna gig in Lavery's, you know, up until probably August, and then it's gonna go a bit quiet with all the lads involved, because obviously you can't be gigging in Belfast whenever you're doing one big gig in Belfast. So there will be a slight blackout phase where the lads will be flying about the country doing other gigs and improving their material, and then boom, that Ulster Hall gig, squirt, it's gonna be fucking uncredible. It's gonna be absolutely uncredible, guys. Am I right? What? That was such an anticlimax because I didn't have the volume turned up. What? Anyway, going on holiday tonight to Dubai. So here's what happened today. This morning I'm printing out all... what time is it now? 10 to 9. I've been up since about 7. it's 10 to 10 actually, so I don't know why I can't fucking tell the time. I've been up sort of, you know, like getting all our flight details, saving all the PDFs. I'm going to print them all out. I go to get, here's what we did. For the first 9 days we land in Thailand, we're staying in a fucking 5-star hotel because this is how this holiday went. Do you want to go traveling for 8 weeks? Sure. 6 might do us. All right. We'll just go for a month. It's a while long to... All right. Let's just go for a 3-week luxury fucking holiday. Okay. You know, and all the hotels. This is nice, but just for a wee bit more, this is nicer. And then for a wee bit more than that, this is 5-star. And you're trying to explain to girlfriend more, and you're like, yep, that's how the world works. You pay more money and it gets better. She's like, oh, well, just a wee bit more money and then this is 5 stars. And then you're like, okay. You know, she'd be like, that's amazing. You wouldn't even, like, what you would pay for 2 people for one night in a 5-star hotel in Thailand. You couldn't get a fucking, what's that fucking one beside Filthy McNasty's where everyone books in to book people? The Ibis or ETAP or whatever the fuck it is. Tell me that fucking hotel's built for anything other than people getting fucking spit roasted after Filthies.
Alright, love, do you want me to book a room in an ETAP? I'm an absolute baller, it's 41 quid a night. The door's basically a piece of cardboard on a hinge, so if you take a piece of shit, I can basically taste it through the fucking door. This bed is designed solely for bucking, because it's not even soft enough to sleep on. You want that good knee support, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you can phone your mate and be like, Tracy, where are you, Sly?
Oh my god, Geraldine, where were you?
I met a fella and he booked a room in the E-topper. And then he just fucking filled me up like a cream donut.
Alright, Geraldine, we'll finally phone you a taxi and come round to the Holy Lands. We met some other boys and you can forget all about what happened by chatting them up. And then the next minute you're getting booked again.
I read into that a fair bit, didn't I? I had to walk in the kitchen there for a second, just seeing the pile of dishes that have been accumulating. Fuck me. That's what you should do. You should just abandon your house when you're going on holiday and move in some sort of maid. It's about the only time I would, no matter how rich I was, I don't know if I could ever have someone in my house, like, fucking cleaning your shit. Not literally, but, you know, if right now when I'm about to go on holiday and I have 1,000 things to do, and there's dishes and shit there, I'm just like, ugh, fuck me. I mean, there's washing on the washing line from yesterday because it was, like, sunny and we're like, that's a good drying day. Like, you know, as you do in the country, that's a good drying day, you know, which is also coincides with the days that most farmers decide to spray all their shit everywhere. It's not about a sun, is it? Let me take this large tank of shite I've been saving up and I wonder if you're a farmer, do you shite in your own slurry tank? Anyway, so we booked 5-star hotels is basically what I'm trying to say here. We got some 5-star hotels. We got 1 5-star hotel. So what was my fucker? Oh yeah. So I'm trying to assemble all these, you know, boarding passes, check-ins, blah-de-blah. Blah. There was travel insurance bought. I went on Go Compare. I was like, need travel insurance. These are the dates. These are the people, you know, I got a bit of extra fucking excess or whatever it's called on the baggage because I'm taking a laptop. You know, so I got the package. I probably talked about this last week. So I'm assembling all my shit. You know, I'm sitting, this is the first thing in the morning. I'm like sitting in bed, girlfriend Maureen's beside me. And I'm like, where do you go to get the thing? And she goes off on one like, listen, I told you about this. I had to look it up last week. As if to be like, I already looked it up, so you need to figure out how to look it up yourself. I felt like going, are we not going on the holiday together? Do you not want to help me out a second and fucking we sort this quickly? So of course I was off to a full rager in the morning. Then I'm trying to find the fucking travel insurance thing. I'm like, right, where is it? I know it's basically just a number. I'm like, where the fuck is this? I'm searching my emails. Couldn't find it. I'm typing in everything. I'm like, is it Go Compare? Is it Virgin Travel Money? Is it travel insurance? I'm searching all this shit. I'm like, right, I'm going to have to fucking phone these dicks. And I was dreading it because Virgin's website was like, you know, you can't talk to anybody on those wee instant chats. You can't fill in your details and find out your account status. Any of that shit. You can't do any of it. You basically have to, like, ring them. And I was like, this is going to be fucking painful. you know, 3 hours on the phone. But sure enough, it rang straight through. Do you want customer services? Yep. She's like, good morning. What seems to be the problem?
Not very often you get an old English one, is it?
That's so racist. So I ring through. And she's like, give us all your details there. Give her all the fucking details. And then she goes, and what is it you need this morning? And I was like, I bought travel insurance and I need you to resend me the email because I've lost it. And she goes, all right, call me out your email, which is already embarrassing because I'm like, I have two emails. I've got my, like, an old one that was like a personal one, which is like, over the years, I've signed up to various things. I've used that email for websites when I'm logging in or buying shit. So it gets all the shit of the day. You know what I mean? All the fucking Amazon. Do you want to review this? You know, all the YouTube comments, all the fucking Twitter retweets. It's like my shit inbox, right? My other one is colingettiscomedy@gmail.com. I don't mind giving it out. I mean, what? It's on my website. You know what I mean? If you want to send me something, do that. Just don't let it be child porn. Okay? Don't want to open that shit and go to jail. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. So, she's taking all the details. I'm like, yeah, it's Colin Geddes Comedy. She's like, spell that for me. And I was like, colingeddiscomedy@gmail.com. And she goes, oh, so there's a Y at the end. And I went, yep. And, or what was it she said? Oh, yeah. So it's comedy. And I went, yep. And she goes, okay. She goes, I think you've entered the details wrong. And I went, okay. And she went, it just says colingeddiscomedy@gmail.com. Oh, I was like, yep, that's my other email I use for all my dick pics. Hey, what's your email? It's colingeddiscomedy@gmail.com. No bother. Is that O-M-E or U-M? Let's not get crass. It's O-M-E, you silly bitch. Yeah, that's colingeddiscomedy@gmail.com. Which I should buy that fucking URL, shouldn't I? What's your website? Colingeddiscomedy.com. Colingeddiscomedy.com. Huh? Can you make that? Is this room very echoey? Sorry. So there you go. Colingeddiscomedy@gmail.com. Unreal. And then, of course, she sent it out. And what I thought was going to be, I was going to fucking have a full heart attack over. Turns out she just went, all right, there you go, sent it out, bang. Get that printed. See what happens. So there you go. What have I been at this week? Let's talk about some interesting shit, shall we? Thanks to everyone who came out to Lavery's last week. It was warm as fuck. It's weird, as soon as the exams come and the students come, you notice, like, Lavery's got the place where it's always got a good crowd. Since before Christmas, since the students have been around, it's been really, really quite packed, to be honest. And there's been some amazing nights. The last one, which is, it goes to show where Lavery's is at. It was full of people. You know, it was full of people. But it was just a bit quieter than it normally was. But the crowd were great. Had a great fucking time. It was good stuff. So cheers to everyone who came out. Keep supporting it. You know, the next one is, like I said, Dave Elliott and Aaron McCann doing their show, emceed by Kieran Bartlett. So you can be guaranteed a night of filthy McJokes. Maybe call into the ITOP, you know, get bagpiped by a stranger. What's bagpiped, you say? Fucked in the armpit. The Thursday after, I filmed with Shane in the morning. You can check that video out. It's up online. It's on the General Banter page if you want to go on there and give that a like. It's basically going to be the home of sort of a bit of internet videos and content and stuff from here. Filmed with him in the morning. We decided to do like an American sort of student. I don't know, we were trying to make an excuse to have like a mixed accent thing. So I was like, let's do American students who studied here who have a half an accent. And we just walked around town with a GoPro. Some of it was a bit ropey because, of course, you can't see yourself on a GoPro. So that was a fucking nightmare. But, I mean, only when you pick something out like that to film do you realise how much of a tip Belfast really is, you know. What do we go look at? Let's go to Castle Court and then the City Hall and then let's go home. But it was one of those videos. I edited the thing and was like, I'm not even sure if this is that funny. Sent it to Shane. He's like, that's great. Put it up. And I was like, you sure? And then I just put it up and it's got quite a few hits. Anyway, whatever. That's up if you want to give it a watch. I ran into, shout out to Dean there from Visual Waste. Bumped into him. If you go onto Instagram and check out Visual Waste, if I was in art college or even in school doing art, which I was, you know, and someone could have told me, sorry, as in barf sideways there. Someone could have told me you could be a professional graffiti artist. I'd have been like, get the fuck out of my fucking face. But that's what he is. You know, he does commercial fucking commissioned artwork for businesses and stuff, as well as his own stuff. And it's fucking class, you know. And I bumped into him, which is weird. I don't know whether he listens to this podcast or not, but it's like, he's like, all right, how's it going, Colin? I was like, all right, mate. And I straight away was panicking, like, who is this guy? Like, you do that thing where you're like, have I met this person? Have I gigged with him? Do I know them? You know? And I was like, oh, shit. And then he's like, oh, Dean, or whatever. He goes on, Visual Waste guy. And I was like, oh, right. Hey, anonymous artist. Anonymous graffiti artist. Definitely tell me your Visual Waste name before your real name. I was like, fucking, who the fuck is Dean for a split second? But, lovely guy. Check his artwork out. It's fucking incredible. Pay him to paint something. I was standing there with a GoPro. He'd just been out of Jessup's buying GoPro gear also. And we nerded out over GoPros for a second. What did he have? A fucking IKEA egg timer. And you twist it and you put the GoPro mount on it and it goes and ticks round and fucking films all the shit, doesn't it? Films all the fucking stuff in a slow little ticking motion for time lapse, and then you get to fucking stick it together. Very clever. I might get myself one. Anyway, that's not the most important thing that happened that day. What do you hear this for? Jammy McBastardson. I've been doing a few videos for Boojum, right? They may be sort of taking me on a slightly more permanent job type thing, making content for them. Not necessarily content that I have to be involved in. But just various, you know, I could organise videos to be made for their Dublin shop or whatever. Just shit like that. So I've been doing, little jobs for them, little edit jobs, do this, do that, do an example video for... They had a competition where you basically can enter your own video to tell them why you wanted to go to Mexico for... It was like a Cinco de Mayo holiday giveaway. And you win a £1,600 voucher, right? The guy that runs Boojum now sent me an email. He's like, oh, could you do a wee example video for me? And I was like, sure. And then I made that. It went up. And it was like, yeah, we just need, just need to let that do the rounds. People will send us videos. The ones with the most likes, they'll go through. And we'll have 6 contestants and they get a chance to win. And I was like, oh my God, sounds great. And he sort of said to me, like, he's like, tell a load of your mates to enter because it's not like, you know, you see competitions like that, win a free car. And you're like, no one's winning a fucking car. Like, wise up. He's like, he was kind of like, you know, he was kind of like, nah, seriously, like fucking, definitely get your mates to enter this because it's a real fucking thing. And I was like, oh, okay. So basically I'd say to Aaron McCann, cause it was like, you know, he's young, he's fucking ambitious, all that shit. No worries, good times. I was like, enter that fucking thing. And he's like, oh, fuck, I don't know how. I was like, just enter it, whatever. 20-second video, it's not that hard. So he did it. He recorded it outside Boojum, sent it in. Thought nothing of it. I got sent through, like, a short list of people. And he wasn't on it. And I didn't really have the heart to say to him. I was like, I sort of have this list of fucking finalists here. And you're not on it, kid. Sorry. But I played dumb, like... So they haven't sent you confirmation or anything? And he's like, nah, not yet. And I was like, okay. And then I felt bad, like, oh, I made him go make a video so that he'd get a bit excited. Anyway, it turns out the video he made got quite a lot of likes, and they invited him in as one of these contestants. I was then asked to go in and film this setup. I didn't really quite have the gear, and it's a hard thing to coordinate, sort of, you know, trying to think of the shots you need and also film them properly. And you know, so I got in touch with Carl, my boy Carl from Empty Horoscope. Shout out to them also. They do like video directing and editing and production for music videos usually. Worked with him before on some Boojum stuff. I was like, I'll give him a shout. He can film for me. You know, we'll get a wee highlight reel, because that's what they wanted. They wanted a highlight reel of this competition. So Aaron comes in. Bear in mind, this is the guy who I needed to get Lavery's to pay him money for a gig. And I was like, send me an invoice. And I sent, he'd never written a fucking invoice in his life. And I had to send him an example of an invoice that I had sent someone else. And it was only for like 150 quid, whatever one I'd sent. And then he sent it back to me going, mate, I don't know if I can afford 150 quid. And I was like, listen, you fucking spud loaf Oma cunt. I'm trying to get you paid. You don't have to pay £150 to do a fucking stand-up gig, you fucking idiot. This is the type of asshole you're dealing with. So he goes into Boojum, buys himself a burrito. I'm here to do a competition to win a holiday, but dinner's dinner, isn't it? So I'll take that burrito right now. Buys a burrito, goes, sits down. They'll do this competition. I'm working with Carl, and his mate Gary's there. They're fucking filming about. I'm sort of going, yeah, make sure you get these shots. Film over there. Get this. Filming around, you know, they're going to do this thing where they walk out from the back with a big tray of burritos. And there's like six entrants. And what they have to do is lift the burrito and get a fucking ticket inside it. Most of them got free burritos. You're like a voucher for free burritos. One of them was going to win a £1,600 thing. So when I look back at the footage, the tray comes out. They walk over to the table. Everyone takes one. McCann's big fucking dick fingers are like lingering at the end. Like, Everyone grabs one. He goes, I suppose I may take this last one. Long story short, he opens it up. There's a fucking voucher for £1,600 in it. You jammy Oma cunt. He won. And I was like joking around. I was like, here, I know I'm your best mate and all. And he's like, that stupid laugh he has. And then I was like, right, do you know what? It actually looks kind of dodgy that I know him. But then I was like, how could they fix it? They brought them out from the back. Everyone picked whatever one they wanted. And there's a fucking... Also, if I was going to fix it, I'd fix it so I went. You fucking idiots. Unbelievable. But fair play to him. He's going to go to Mexico now. £1,600 holiday voucher to be spent with American Holidays. Here's the deal. How do you work that out? Do you just buy one big fuck off unbelievable holiday? You know, that's like, God knows what, you know, all inclusive flights, 1600 quid. Do you pay that for yourself? Or do you like try and take a mate and you get the flights and then figure out where to stay? And I don't know. It's fucked up, but he won. So shout out to my good friend, Aaron McCann. He's an inspiration and a lovely man. And never forgets how he got to where he is right now with a fucking holiday to Mexico. Fax me an invite and I might go. Fathead and the big lad go to fucking Mexico. You know, I look like some sort of fat, like Mexican drug dealer. Hey, you see, you know, get fucking... I'm going to make a cup of tea while we're talking here. Get my fucking head cut open. Ah, bastard. Sorry about the run. Just pretend you're at a waterfall. Get that kettle filled the fuck. That would be Aaron, like Aaron McCann's sort of luck. I don't know. I just fucking got talking to some fella. Turns out to be a massive leader of a drug cartel. And next minute I'm at his house and... You know, he's letting me bang his wife and all, and I just thought it was normal. I thought that was Mexico. You'd probably take Aaron to your house and be like, hey, you wanna have sex with all these beautiful women? And he'd be like, is there like a barbecue or something? Dinner? Pint of milk for the lads? I feel like I'm doing a lot of slagging of Aaron here. I'm just very jealous that you get to go to Mexico.
But seriously, don't forget where you got the idea from.
So yeah, we filmed that. I had to stay up in Belfast at my dad's house because the next day I was getting more travel injections. Mm-hmm. Mad crack. Just trying not to tell your brain that you're not freaking out. Just you wait out there, Stan, just in case you get an anaphylactic shock. And then you're sitting out in the hall going, Am I dying or no? Boom, we're back. Had a bit of a break there. Because of just general interruptions. What was I talking about? Getting those injections, trying to tell myself not to have a fucking heart attack. Yeah, whatever, we'll move on. Had to come down to girlfriend Maureen's parents' house there to use their printer. So I had a bag with a laptop and all my shit in it. And I was like, do you know what? There's no one in the fucking house. You know, Maureen's away to get her nails done. Very important. I'll do all the printing out of holiday documents and stuff, you know. And in typical, let's not get sexist, but, you know, sometimes you do things and it takes you a while and it's quite difficult and then it's done. And possibly the female in your life will be like, yeah, but you didn't do it this way. And you go, all right, I might have to just stay here rather than go on holiday for 3 weeks. Losing my shit. You need to print these all twice. Okay, I don't know what you're planning on doing with your suitcase, but I doubt very much that we'll need two copies of everything. You don't really need copies of stuff at all, but, you know, you're just being safe. Jesus Christ. We'll move on and pretend like everything's normal. Excuse any sort of handheld noise because I'm now holding this on a selfie stick. Recording on a selfie stick. I mean, what am I doing? I'm supposed to be going on a 3-week holiday here to fucking Dubai, Vietnam, Thailand. And I'm like, oh, I better get my wee podcast out in case anyone gets annoyed. God damn it, Vimto is crack, isn't it? Thank fuck I didn't taste that until I was a fully grown adult, or else it would have been game fucking over. Oh shit. By the way, I absolutely trashed Tesco's yesterday. You know, you're trying to find all sorts of clothes to wear on holiday, and, you know, I ordered some of the most ridiculous shorts. Ordered some real tree camo shorts, which look like fucking an actual tree. Not camo, like little blobs of colour. Camo, like, it actually looks like you've taken a photo of a forest, and I'm wearing the shorts. Got those shorts, got a couple of fucking pairs of swim shorts, had a few pairs of shorts that I already had. You know, and I was thinking, yeah, I'll maybe order more, get some whatever. Went into Tesco's yesterday and was just like, God bless you, Tesco's. Just wrecked the place. Got a pair of shorts that were like highlighter ink pink. That's the colour of them. I don't even know if I'll be allowed to wear those in Dubai. You know, I don't know what they're like for the gays. But I'm pretty sure they're going to assume that... they'll probably be like, what? Do you know what? I don't know what. I've probably got the wrong ideas about Dubai. You probably go there and it's just, you know, a load of millionaires. You're fucking about. Maureen's looking it up going like, oh, apparently you're not allowed to hold hands or anything. And I went, don't worry about that. Huh? My hands will probably be busy printing out sheets. 400 of them. Do you have the confirmation to eat lunch? What are you talking about? Unbelievable. So, yeah, absolutely trash Tesco's. What a spot. Got those ridiculous things. Got socks. You know, got some holiday pants. Why go anywhere else? You know what I mean? It's like Tesco's and IKEA are just ruining, just owning everyone's life. You know, it's like, go into someone's house. Have they shopped anywhere else but IKEA? You know, oh, we just got our house built and we're just going to IKEA and that looks like it's like a showroom in IKEA. And then you go to someone else's house and they have exactly the same thing. It's fucking unbelievable, guys. Where's all the, you know, custom built shit? It's too dear. No one even fucking wants it anymore. Oh, you know, it's like, eventually there'll only be one shop. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't buy, like, whatever's in the window of Topshop because every fucker's wearing it. You know, you're running around thinking you're cool with your t-shirt that says geek on it. You know, all them folks. Back in the day, probably about 6 months ago. I don't know when it was. Just got my geek t-shirt. Look at me, I'm a geek. I'm a geek. Look at me. Listen, wearing glasses doesn't really make you a geek. In fact, if I was a geek, I'd be insulted that some retarded 15-year-old wee girl was like, look at me, I'm a geek. You're like, you don't know how much fucking work it takes to be a geek, you son of a bitch. I remember saying something about geek in Lavery's Comedy Club, and some guy was like, I think you mean nerd. Let me look that up. Difference betwixt nerd and geek and dork. Fuck me, there's another wing of the... how to tell the difference between nerds and geeks. The geek defined, okay? Understand the origins of... This is too much. Fuck off, right? Sorry, I'm going to go back. Difference between nerd and geek and dork. The common thought... Oh, for fuck me. Even this is nerdy, you know? Can you not just sum it up in one sentence? Oh, God. Nerd. You're a nerd if you're intelligent, industrious, and you understand things. Jesus Christ. I mean, everyone could be accused of that shit. Are you reasonably clever? Yeah. Do you work hard at stuff? Yeah. Do you understand stuff? Yeah. Fuck me, I'm a nerd. Geek. Interested in things that others are not interested in. They know a lot about their interests, but usually do not understand underlying principles. What? I mean, this is... A dork is foolish, stupid, and clumsy. Alright, so... Okay, a nerd is would be your typical, like, oh, this guy's a nerd in school. And he's like, you know, let's not get racist. Maybe you're some little Asian fella with glasses who's really good at maths. You go, that guy's a nerd. He's a maths nerd. Or a math nerd, if you're from somewhere that says math. You know? You got... Oh, shit. I thought there was a rather large vehicle pulling down this driveway and I was going to have to pretend to be some sort of man there.
Hi, how's it going? You got it? What are you doing? Are you delivering something? Aye, aye.
Okay, right. So, nerd, they have professional integrity. Okay. And then a geek is someone who's... So, technically, you could be like, I'm a nerd. You know, because I work hard at my job at accounting. I'm a maths nerd. But also, I'm like a Star Wars geek. So, I collect a load of Star Wars shit. I mean, technically... Everyone's one of those, like, you know what I mean? You could say that I was a nerd when it came to... Are you a nerd with, you know, making your own little videos and producing them yourself? Does that make you a nerd? Some sort of edit nerd? Possibly. You know, are you interested in things? Like internet porn and jiu-jitsu? Yeah, I'm a porn geek. What a title. Hello, calling him a porn geek. I'm interested in things such as porn. Let me take you on a tour of my porn collection. If you have a porn collection these days, you're dedicated because you don't need one. You know, the internet collects it for you. The funny thing is, I'm all of these things. Oh, what asshole wrote this? Well, there you go. How did I even get on to talking about this? Huh? Yeah, buying t-shirts out of fucking Topshop. Basically, I'm saying, how did I get from IKEA to that? Fuck me, let's move on. Let's move on to news. What about Trump and his burrito bowl? That cunt is fucking hilarious. You know, he's all like, I hate Mexicans, da-da-da, whatever. And then he's sitting at his fucking desk at Trump Tower, like, oh, these guys do the best burrito bowl at Trump Bar and Grill or something. You know, it's like, is he just saying things? I mean... He might be a genius, right? He might be in the position where he goes, listen, it doesn't really matter a fuck who's president, right? Maybe he's going like, I'm just going to prove a point that I'm going to say the most horrific shit, you know, appealing to the most fucking brain dead Republicans. And there is a quote of him saying something like that years ago. And he's just all like, yeah, fuck Mexicans and fuck this and... Da, 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 and let's shoot everybody and all that shit. And all these guys are like, God damn right, Donald, you son of a bitch. And they just follow suit. And then, you know, he might actually be like that, which is the most terrifying thing. But then you also have to remember that maybe the person who's the president doesn't really have that much pull. Or he's just playing it. He's just like the McGregor of the fuck. He went, listen,
this country's so fucking stupid that I just stroked my way to the top. I was just like, fucking say whatever, I'm lying, I can say whatever, it washes over in the media in about fucking half an hour anyway. And all of a sudden everyone's behind him. All those people who give a shit try and pretend to give a shit about the country, and then they vote this fucking guy in. Or he's just being a complete cunt and going like, look what I can do. I can fucking slag all the Mexicans trying to get in here for a better life. Tell them to go fuck themselves. We're going to build a wall. And then I get to go, guess what? We're so much better than you that even my fucking bar and grill and my own fucking giant tar of whatever the fuck's in it. Gold, probably. And he's just like, and we do it better. You Mexican twats, how about that? So, there you go. I don't know what to say about that. He's a mad bastard. You know what I mean? It's like, what's next? Is he going to be like, we're going to go kill all the Muslims? And then he turns up going, aren't burqas comfy? Round your head when your ears are cold? Nice. It's a more socially acceptable way to wear the fucking balaclava, which was ruined by the Ra. Thanks, guys. Think about that. There are legit times when you could probably do with a fucking balaclava. You just can't wear it in this country. You know, I don't know. You'd have to wear like a pink one and be like, what are you joking, guys? I mean, I'm legit wearing this for heat purposes. You know? Not just wearing it because I don't want to be recognized. I mean, Northern Ireland's so small. I don't know how many people get away with it. Turn up going, get on the fucking floor. And someone's like, Stevie, is that you? Fuck up. Stevie, it is you. You can see your teeth missing and your dodgy eye. Fuck's sake. I'm trying to be a tourist, you fucking bastard. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm all over the show with this podcast. What else happened this week? DUP got fucking voted in, didn't they? Eileen. What's her name? Arlene. Eileen Foster. Fucking shows how much I know. Arlene Foster, he got voted in. That's terrible. I mean, why is it always just the go-to joke to refer to her as a man? Just because she's a big, healthy country girl. up there flinging cattle about. I'm pretty sure one of her messages back a while ago was literally like, vote for me because I'm just going to continue to uphold the opinions that everyone in the DUP has about fucking, what do you call it? Gay marriage. I think it's against God and nature. And you're like, all right. I mean, can you not even just, pretend like it doesn't bother you? In fact, I would say there's probably plenty of them, it doesn't bother them at all. But they're just like, listen, it's the same as the Trump thing. They're probably like, to get the votes of all these old fucking dickheads that turn up the church, you know, in their oatmeal coloured suits, we're going to have to get these cunts votes, so we're going to have to appeal to them. And, you know, you can't even, because it's this constant battle anytime there's any debate, you can't even agree with someone if they're right. That's a ridiculous thing about fucking politics. It's like you have to fucking, you know, why isn't there like crossover where they go, yeah, we agree on that, but we have different beliefs. Instead, it's just like, did you hear that they're for gay marriage? Aye, well, we're going to have to, by default, be against it. Ah, shite. And then that cunt from fucking Asher's turned up on the news and he's all like, I bet that cunt's like, why didn't I not just bake that fucking cake? Jesus Christ. He's all like, we as a business, this has got way bigger than just a wee bakery in Belfast. We didn't want this to turn into something. However, we want this to, you know, be a fucking event that makes sure that, like, businesses aren't fucking, like, penalised for having their own conscience and their own fucking whatever. And you're like, mate, shut up, because I'm just staring at your girlfriend the whole time here. I don't know what it is about that setup, that guy from Asher's who looks like he's about 22, and he's all fucking normal, and his wee girlfriend just sits there all quiet on the side. You're like, you know she is flat out freakish. You know, she's all like, I'm just gonna dress like a fucking,
like a wee choir girl here, and I want you to scream at me as if the Lord has channeled himself through you. And he's just like, I will strike down upon thee with blurp, you know, glazing her head like a fucking cream finger. Anyway, that got out of hand there, but you know what I mean? That's the things I like to tell myself just for amusement, you know? Like, how can you take someone seriously when they just dip in and out of, like, Lord type shit? This has become way bigger than... You're talking about real life shit. Da-da-da-da, legislation and the bills of blah-de-blah, and then he just casually slips into, and the Lord would something da-da-da, because he was righteous and that. You're like, mate, what the... You don't just slip into some made-up shit halfway through it. You know? Tell me something about physics, Colin. Well, basically, the rule is that force times mass equals blah-de-blah, and Santa Claus came down the chimney and... Blah. You're like, mate, stick to real-life shit, okay? Stop just bringing in Jesus, like it's relevant right now. You fucking idiot. Ugh. Just made up shit. Ugh. Unbelievable. Just where else does that happen? Are you in medical school? And they're like, well, if you want to enter the heart through here, you can something in the aorta. And then Stannis Baratheon's army came in and something else happened. You're like, mate, stop it. Stop with the fucking fairy tales, you crazy cunt. Hashtag Snapchat me some pics of your girlfriend. The things I would be telling her to do in the name of the Lord would be fucking send me to hell. Like, I want you to stick my dick in this Bible. The Lord said, just there now, I just got text, suck my dick. Oh, it's just, as soon as, like, you're supposed to have any sort of respect or someone, I don't know, I just lose it. Same as the gay marriage thing. Oh, you can't get gay married. I'll gay marry anyone right now, I don't give a shit. The only time I would bang a fella, and it's not like I've anything against it, but it's just like, what's in it for me? But, you know, he'd be getting that sweet daddy dick, and I'll just be there trying to maintain an erection. But I would definitely do it for the crack in front of Ashers, you know? Get Belfast fucking, get the telegraph out, take some photos. This podcast has gone bananas. Another thing, let's move on. One of the big stories that... Fuck me. Maybe I'm better not doing a podcast the 3 weeks that I'm away. This has turned into a fucking... Just madness. Just complete madness. Let's go on the old thing here and get... Jesus Christ. I mean, the thing is, you know when people, like, run for, like, office or something, and then all of a sudden they pull out, like, here's the picture of him smoking weed when he was younger. If I ever went to do anything serious, they'd be like, here's 78 episodes of his podcast where he just ranted about why paedophiles are dead on and why Christ isn't even real. Ooh, here we go. There's lots of questions. Oh my God, there's so many questions. Right, Twitter. I mean, sometimes there's some sort of value or effort put into these podcasts, and today it's like, you know, a lot of it is kind of like, this is a show, and I'm talking like it's a show. Today it's just, it's literally the ramblings of a fucking mad cunt. I'm still probably pissed off about Aaron winning that fucking thing. Son of a bitch. Here we go. Lee Anderson, when and where did you first do stand-up, and how did you... Oh! I forgot to tell you this. I first did stand-up in the Pavilion in Belfast, which has an open mic every Monday. If you want to try stand-up, go on ahead. However, how did you get it? How did I get it? How did I get the gig? I just asked for it. I mean, the Pavilion's an open mic. You just go in and go, who runs this shit? Can I have a gig? And then you wait a couple of weeks to get a spot. The worst thing about that gig was I actually did really well. And then the next one I did well. And then the third one I completely had my own dick with a spanner.
Johnny Gibson, favourite song off Konnichiwa. Now, for all you non-grime fucking enthusiasts, Konnichiwa is Skepta's new album. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'd heard about fucking 7 songs off it before I got it, so if I had to say, it would be the one, from one of the ones I haven't heard before, I would say Lyrics is my favourite song. For anyone that gives a shit, that's it. Not too black for you, you white son of a bitches. I tell you what's shit though, this is supposed to be his big time album, and there's a lot of songs on it are great, grimy, and then there's one with Pharrell, and it is fucking turd. Listen to this turd. Pure wank. I mean, that sounds like Pharrell's version of what he thinks grime is. You fucking ageless vampire. More questions. Was listening to old podcasts, did Blood, Mud and the Beers ever materialise? No, because it's actually going to take way more work than... it's not the work I'm afraid of, it's the gathering up a bunch of people and gear that are willing to do it for free. Because I imagine I'm going to have to do a pilot first just to see how everyone reacts to it. But we'll see. I've been speaking to a few different people and they're all like, yeah, I fucking definitely do that. So I think when I come back from holidays, I might jump on it. Because I know they've commissioned fucking various shows for Kilty and all this hair wank, and I'd love to just go ahead and make up for free and go, there you go, that's how easy it's done. And you spend money on all this dog shit and don't promote it, and no one even fucking watches it. You know, and you can put it straight on the internet and get fucking more views than you'd see on BBC One. We'll go for it, Slammin, whatever your fucking real name is. Best sporting moment you have witnessed or been a part of? What sports things have I witnessed? I don't know. Like, I suppose probably something. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's a few highlights over the years of shit that I've been a part in. Or been a part of. Like, I remember in school, we weren't the best rugby team in the world, but you know, because you're always up against those big Belfast girls, but, you know, played some good matches, and we're always tough to play, I would imagine. Because you watch the Schools Cup now, and there's, like, a load of, you know, athletic-looking lads. See, whenever I played I was playing first 15 rugby when I think I was, like, still medallion age, if that makes sense to anybody, which is fourth year. End of fourth year, I remember playing for, like, the seconds or so, they like threw me on, but and then I was playing first rugby for like fifth year, lower sixth, upper sixth, and like they were fucking full grown men. They weren't like, oh, these are like big boys. They looked different back then for some reason. I don't know. I remember we beat like a couple of big school. Oh, I whistled there. I think we got put out of some fucking the Schools Cup early, and then we won about another 4 or 5 matches to get into the final of like the plate thing, and then we got beat, I think, in the final, which is weird because I'm pretty sure we scored 3 tries and they got about 6 kicks, which was just very annoying. There's a few matches that you weren't expected to win that we won. I remember going doing a judo competition when I was younger, like probably one of the first ones I did, and being absolutely fucking shit scared, because whatever size I was, like, I'm heavy as fuck, regardless of being a fat bastard. Even if I was in shape, I'd still be very, very heavy for how I look, if you know what I mean. So, like, I'm sure you're sitting at home going, yeah, you look like you're heavy, don't worry about it, you fat bastard. But even when I was younger, I would be, like, at a certain weight, I can't even remember the fucking weights now, but you'd be a certain weight and you'd be fighting someone that seemed like, you're like, this cunt is fucking like twice the size of me. But I was just a very dense little fucking, just like a small sort of orangutan. But I remember being shit scared and just pure fear. And adrenaline got me through. And I did the same move to everybody and flattened them on the first go. What's it called? Ippon or something? What's it called in judo? If you just throw someone straight on their back, it's over, basically. It's like a knockout in judo. And I did the same thing four times in a row to four different people that were all fucking huge. And I was shitting it. I was absolutely shitting it the whole time. But that was pretty exciting at the time because it was like, oh my God, I was terrified. Whoopish! Take that, you fucking son of a bitch. And the only thing my ma could say was, why did you wear stripy boxers? That's all I can see through your wee gi pants. Gi pants, gi being the name of the suit you wear. I can see that through your pants. Or see that through the fucking... I was like, all right, do you not see me just tombstone about four lads there? And you're worried about the colour of fucking boxers I wore underneath? Look, it's just like, doesn't look good. What other shit have I witnessed? I don't know. I've been to see a few Ireland matches and stuff, but I'm not that into sport. You know what I mean? Fuck yes. Young McKenna. List your dad's top three funniest quotes. Kiss my bangle was up there. Kiss my salty walnuts. I mean, there's a whole pile of them. He called someone a knob thrust one time and nearly fucking choked to death laughing. There's a pile of them. Can't remember any of them right now. Chris McCulloch. Top tips for me not missing getting my questions in due to the time zone difference. Well, if you're in Australia, what are they, like fucking 12 hours or 10 hours, like, ahead? So if I'm doing this at 12 o'clock on a fucking, what's this, Tuesday? Right now where you are, it's already fucking Wednesday, or is that how it works? Something like that. I don't know, just fucking... How does it work? You'd have to do it like... You're ahead, so like... If I do it on a fucking Monday morning, where you are, it's gonna be like... If I did it on a Tuesday morning, where you are, it's going to be late in the Tuesday, or the Wednesday, in fact. So, get the questions in. Get the questions in where you are on a Monday. Fuck me. Fucking hell. I don't know. I'm flat out retarded. fucking idiot. I'm going travelling today. I have no idea what the fuck is happening. Oh my God, there's so many questions. Any advice for giving a best man speech? Hate public speaking, and I'm as funny as a kick in the balls, and that's from Philip Moan. You have to remember, like, here's the thing, like, if you're like, I want to be overly funny, it's not going to be funny. You know, the adrenaline will probably get you through it. So what I would do is don't do anything too scripted, right? Don't be like, I'm going to write out fucking 5 pages of writing here. Just break it down into sections. Be like, here's my opening bit, right? And you would have a little title and it would say intro. And then it would say thanks to. And you'd have a couple of names, blah, blah, blah. This is a nice day. And then, you know, if you have a couple of fucking stories, if you've one about the whatever, your best man, or the groom or whatever, just put them out in points and don't try and read through them. Just glance at it. That's your next point to talk about and just talk about it naturally. And just, you know, it's not like a presentation or a fucking stand-up set or anything. No one's really judging you. Everyone's just listening. You know, everyone's just fucking listening. And if it's something like, here's what I've learned. If it's something like a stand-up set, the intention is to be really funny, so if it's not really funny, people won't laugh all the fucking time. You know, even if it's moderately funny, you're like, that wasn't very funny, because it's supposed to be very funny. Whereas a best man speech is just supposed to be a bit of a speech, and if some of it's funny, you know, what you'll get laughs for will be stuff that's pretty fucking tame. You know, you don't need to write full zinger jokes in there, but...
I would say don't drink before it, which is tough because you've got nerves before it. I would just let the nerves take you through. Saying that, I'm one of the people who, I don't really show that my nerves that, like, I could be fully shitting myself, like with my heart coming out of my fucking chest, but I look normal and I sound pretty normal. If you forget what you're going to say, sometimes it's funnier just to go, fuck, what was I going to say there? You know, rather than be like, oh, and just fucking flail about in the silence. You know, just be confident with everything. If you go like, oh shit, what was I going to say? And you have to look down at the page and go, oh yeah. So, you know, don't be like panicking and sort of, where am I? You know, just take a fucking second. Don't be scared of silence either, because it means people are listening. And less is more. So if you could fucking, if you've got three stories about your mate and you do the first one that doesn't go that well and you do the second one that gets a laugh, like a really good laugh, just fucking bounce on the second one. You don't need a third story because you don't know where the fuck it's going. But, you know, just make a joke at the start. Be like, hey, bit nervous. Tell you what, the old suit fitter give me a dirty look when I asked him, could I fit a nappy onto this? Oh, fuck me. Fornication like this. I decided that... Or just go flat out weird with it. Like, watch that. There's a film called I Give It a Year, and Stephen Merchant does a speech at the start of it. Just copy that. Fuck it. But ultimately, don't worry about it because no one cares. You know what I mean? You're not the one getting married. Just remember that. I no one cares. I always thought about that when I did. It's weird because I do stand-up now, but when I was at uni, I did fucking presentations and they would scare the shit out of me until I realised to myself, I was like, people who are done with their presentation don't give a shit because they're done. They were so nervous and they got it out of the way and they're done. That's fine. They don't care. And people who are still waiting to do theirs are worried about theirs. So you're talking to a room full of people who don't give a flying fuck anyway. So just remember that. Everyone's going to be half-pished. Everyone's going to be thinking, God, thank God I don't have to fucking make a speech. You know, just get through it. That's it. Make it quick. Make it nice. You know, don't be like feeling like you have to fucking insult anyone to make it funny. Yeah, just fucking get through it. Oh, Vimto was killing me. Mark Donnelly, serious questions. Would you rather bang your ma in your girlfriend's body or your girlfriend in your ma's body? Fuck me, look, I think I'd rather just, I don't know, be chemically castrated. Just not get boners ever. James McSorley, would you ever consider doing a sort of Matty Matheson cooking thing on YouTube? I'd watch the fuck out of that. Yeah, I'd love to do that, because I do enjoy cooking. I need to work some things out. I did videos for Fit Fodder before. Which were kind of food, fitness food based. But what I might do is mention to them about another sort of cooking thing. It's going to have to be weird. It's going to have to be like, you know, because I like cooking and I'm a pretty good cook, but I'm not good enough where you would listen to anything I had to say about cooking. So it might have to just be like, what's happening, everybody? Today I'm going to cook this giant steak and see how the fuck it goes. It might be that sort of show, which... I actually did try and film something like that because I was sent like a 32-ounce steak and I cooked it on a big fucking custom-built flat top that girlfriend Maureen's dad owns. And basically, I deleted a load of footage off my fucking hard drive and lost half of it like a fucking dickhead. So, what I'm saying is, yeah, I'll figure something out because I would like to do that. Although, I'm a big fan of, like, Vice and Munchies and stuff, and you go on, there's, like, Matty Matheson, fucking, fuck, that's delicious, Eddie Huang, his Off the Boat show and all that. There's loads of fucking cooking shows that are very interesting and very well made, even, like, No Reservations of Anthony Bourdain. There's too many of them that are too good, but I do enjoy food and cooking, so I might have to do something like that. Just for the crack. Even if I try like three or four of them and just don't do any more. Anyway,
What would you do if you start lactating in the middle of a show and you couldn't control the milk flowing off your nipples? What if it's Buckfast? Would you consider yourself the next Messiah? Who was the last one, mate? That's from Gonzalo Viejo. What would it do? I mean, there's certain sets I've done where you're like, if I started lactating violently right now, this would save my set. You know, sometimes something ridiculous happening in a set doesn't really ruin it. Also, it's just a set. Who gives a flam fuck? You know, it's not your DVD recording and you get one take, which doesn't happen anyway. But, like, I've seen sets in the Pavilion, of all places, after just mentioning the same place. I've done sets. Or, no, I saw a guy do a set, and on the way up to the stage, he stood on the box to get on the stage and slipped and fucking just smashed into the stage. I said stage a lot there. And it saved the set, you know what I mean? Every time a fucking joke fell on its arse, he could talk about when he fell on his arse previously. Suck one, fuck one, kill one. Or wife. What? Suck one, fuck one, kill one, or wife one. Well, you haven't given me enough. Oh, you have. Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods. Oh, Christ. I mean, I imagine Shane Todd has the least disgusting dick out of all three of them, so he might get sucked. Who would have fuck? Oh, God. I mean, it's never good options, so I would just have to bang someone. Anyway, flip a coin for any of the rest of them. Kill one? I would probably kill Mickey Bartlett, and it's not because I dislike him. It's just that I would like to do a speech at Mickey Bartlett's funeral and slag him to death. You know, like it starts nice and be like, today is the day that Northern Irish comedy died. Mickey was one of the most genuinely disgusting, ugly cunts I've ever seen in my life. His face is made out of fucking corned beef. He was never done leaking fluids out of something. He's not like a bin. Oh, God. Brian McDonald, best lube for anal, not for me, the wife. Lol. Lube. Just any lube, I would imagine. I'm going to fuck my wife in arse here. What's the best lubrication so it doesn't make it dreadfully painful for her, you know what I mean? Let's make sure she douches that shit all right. Tom Weir, would you rather eat 20 onions or 20 chilies? Raw? Depends what you're talking about here, because if it was 20 onions, you know, you could just make a giant, like, chili and chop 20 onions into it and soften them. Or make onion soup with 20 onions, you know, bring them down, pour some gravy in there. I don't know, 20 chilies, it depends. I'm growing a chili plant and it's literally looks like a fucking little sprout and it's been grown since Christmas. And I know rightly, because of the way it's been grown, it probably just dishes out like, you know, like what they would call salad chilies. Shit. I don't know, I'd eat both probably. I'd eat 20 of each. Fuck it, throw it in a chili. Chuck some beans and meat in there, you're ready to go. Would you rather have your hangover before your night's drinking, but it's double strength, or have a pill that makes you hungover? Or a pill that makes your hangover the next day feel half as bad? Definitely the fucking hangover the next day, but it's half as bad. Jesus Christ, mate. That's a terrible option. Do you want to feel like pure shit before you go out on a night out? Or do you want to just go on the night out and feel half as bad as you normally would? Hangovers are sort of all about what you're doing. Because, you know, there's days I've woke up with a hangover and went out, you know, to a fucking coffee shop with a few mates that we've all been drinking with. And, you know, it's good crack. It's good fun to be hungover and a wee bit like fucking bit weird. There are hangovers. I mean, if you have to go to work or something and sit at a desk and pretend like you're not about to shit and bug yourself. But I don't know. It's been a while for me. Glenn Burton, if you had to be one of your characters for real in real life, who would it be? Yeah, probably Gary Henderson, like you've mentioned. Yeah, because he's definitely getting the most riding, like. Here, love the wee sketch you and Shane did with the American Boys. Would love to see more of them. Okay. Well, they didn't do the Holy Lands bit, so we might do that. Jeff Killen, are we having a pint when you get here? I don't know where you're talking. Are you talking about, like, somewhere where I'm going on holiday? Who's that? Oh, right, okay. All right, sorry. Took me a minute to put two and two together. Together there. I take it you mean Thailand? Yeah, sure, come find me. Northern Ireland's, if it's one of those, like, man, let's have a pint, just get a fucking 7-hour donkey trek through a jungle to get to me. Northern Ireland's finest worldly, Arlene Foster. Yep, getting slagged to death for looking like a man, and it will happen forever because everyone's like, what have we got to say again? I mean, I don't know. You just can't take any of them fucking seriously, can you? I mean, on one hand, you've got these fucking antiquated fucking views coming out of these old fucking cunts. And then you've got, like, you know, cannabis is safer than alcohol. Fair enough, but is that worth voting for? You know, that's just a wee bit of advice. Here, mate, do you want to drink a litre and a half of vodka, or do you want to smoke this fucking joint and just sit on the couch? Jesus Christ. Let me see. Oh, that old school clock there, isn't that? General Panther. Listen to the crack on that. Who really hears that and is like, fuck! I didn't know it was bang, 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 bang time. Right, let me rattle through these. This is a long old fucking podcast. You want to get fucking blocked with us in Thailand? There's a question. That is indeed a question. Once again, I don't care who is there, but I will be doing fucking no travelling to anybody. You know? Ugh. Is poo even real? I can't tell anymore. And that's from Douglas James. I mean, it's very real if you're, like, stuck somewhere and you're like, oh God, I'm gonna shit myself. Here's a shit story. I can't remember the last time I had, like, pizza. You know, because for a long time I've been trying to eat healthy. Now, what I've managed to do is find a way around that. So you're like, yeah, we're not eating chocolate bars, and we're not eating pizza, and we're not eating stuff like that. But somehow Geddes has managed to maintain, if not gain weight, whilst not eating shite. Yeah, give us the green smoothie. I'll eat that after I've just had a fucking 4-egg omelette stuffed with bacon and mushrooms and spinach. Cheers. What's for lunch? I don't know. We'll have this salad with 2 tins of fucking tuna. What else for dinner? I don't know. It's a healthy bean chili, but, you know, I'm going to have 3 bowls of it, clearly, with rice. And then wash it down with beer. Good, as long as you're not going too mad with the beer. Nah, not mad by my standards. We're only having 4 or 5 of those giant balls of Stella. Mess. Absolute fucking mess. Wait till I get these pink shorts on in Thailand, though. They'll be like, who is this manatee? And it's fucking shorts. Anyway, would you rather shag your mum and your mate have had it? It's too late. It's too late, bro. Fight one, murder one, fuck one, tickle one's feet. Willie Fraser, Jim Allister. Oh my God. I can't even be arsed answering that. I appreciate it, Darren Wiley, but I'm just like, I can't even bend my brain around that one. Fight one, fight Willie Fraser, why not? Murder Jim Allister, don't even know who that is. Joey Essex with a chainsaw or Susan Boyle freshly waxed? What? Tickle one's feet? I don't know. There's too many options there. Will you be appearing on the Blame Game following the footsteps of Messrs. Woods and Todd? Nah, I don't think so. I mean, they asked me to do it, but the recording was going to be the 12th of May, which is fucking Thursday. So I'm away, but I wouldn't have done it anyway, I don't think. It's easy to say that now, isn't it? I bet you fucking would. Get us, you fucking cunt. I just can't. No, it's just not worth it. You know, I mean, I don't know what the fucking money's like, but if you have to go longer than these things, you know, it's one show. It gets recorded and it gets edited and that's it for the radio. But it's like, you know, you have to fucking turn up the day before and they okay your material and all this shit, and it's the most contrived fucking planned out shit you've ever been involved in. And this podcast probably gets more fucking listens. So I couldn't be fucked in the slightest. But no, it's not for me. Unfortunately. Much like everything in the BBC, it's pointless. It's dead, essentially, the BBC. Unless they turn around and go, yeah, do you want to make, like... In fact, no, I don't even know. Because they're not going to give anyone from here decent money to do... You know what I mean? There is a certain, like... I mean, you could probably go, oh, that's selling out. It's not selling out. It's like, if you give me enough money for me to put up with your bullshit, then I'll put up with your bullshit. But up to that point, it's like, that's not worth it for me to fucking jump through these. It's not even jumping through hoops. It's jumping through hoops that they think still need jump through. And you're like, nope, it's 2016, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, do that and do this and we'll put this and you send that over to Tracy at promo and all. And you're like, yeah. Or you could just Snapchat it and it would get seen immediately by whatever amount of 1,000 people. Fucking dead.
Who's to blame for Arlene Foster looking like a fucking second row to play for Ireland? I don't know her dad.
Unreal. Fuck me, like. I don't know, I just couldn't be arsed. You know, and then it's just all those preloaded jokes. Anyway. Did you hear about the carrot that died? Massive turnip at the funeral. Padraic Colton, is that right? Fuck me, mate. Sorry, Carl, no blame game for... Oh, wait, was that the end of questions? Oh, wait! Here we go. I was going to tell a Thai joke, but fuck it. Thoughts on Kylie Jenner's new song? Also... from Willie Thompson. Willie T in the place to be. Also, will Lavery still run while you're on holiday or is it taking a break? Nah, mate. It's still going. Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott. I mean, I'm only missing one, really. Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott on the 18th. MC by Kieran Bartlett. It's going to be fucking class. They're doing their Edinburgh show. Kylie Jenner's song, you say? Let's see what this fucking pilot discharge sounds like. YouTube.com. I feel like I've been up for about 6 weeks and it's only 10 to 1. Although we are leaving for Dublin in about 5 hours, but you know. Getting out of fucking workout in or something. Kylie Jenner. What's her song called? I talk like I have a lobotomy. Bro, what's the fucking song called? I'm Kylie Jenner, fucking retarded. Hold on a minute, why can't I find this? Google. Colin Googles things. Great crack. Kylie Jenner song. Imagine it was just called that. How about we just call it Kylie Jenner song? Featuring Tyga and Iggy Azalea. I guess my cunt's getting licked up. That's the wrong one, isn't it?
Hey guys, the app is finally ready. I have spent so much time trying to make this the dopest place for you guys to come to see makeup tutorials. Ooh, I never get tired. Show you guys my house, fashion, everything looks great.
She makes my deck soft. Here we go. Okay, I don't even think that's the real song. Sorry, guys. I seem to have clicked on some wild piece of shit. Kylie Jenner's new rap song. Where is it? Oh, there's nothing like trying to go on a wee internet search with shit internet. BuzzFeed. Hello? What the fuck is this? Huh? Is she going under like a different name or something? Oh, where is it, guys? William Thompson. Right. Someone needs to be able to send me a fucking link to this shit. This is the worst podcast ever. Kylie Jenner makes music debut on Burberry Perry? What the fuck? What the fuck sort of name is it? Beautiful day, right, fuck me, that was it. Jesus Christ! Here we go.
Yeah! Dropping beats.
I'm Kylie Jenner. I don't look the same as I used to look. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. I just got out on my fucking hood. Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. I wish a fuck nigga would. Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. I might go and get your bitch some wood. Okay. So I gotta take a walk. Get a hold of my cashmere sock. Give me an out. You wanna talk? A beautiful day in the neighborhood. The neighborhood. With these niggas. Up in the mouth. I was the little scrawl. I changed. Cause I got no complaint. What's up, Jordan? Let's be serious about this. Come on, we're gonna be serious about this.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Jordy.
Jordan.
Jordan, come on.
I've never been on a song before. This is a fucking...
Why I'll never get sponsored is because I make moves like that.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I mean, there aren't enough. I can't believe there's even the amount of dicks in the world that song sucks. That song sucks. So many dicks. Oh my, that was the worst thing. Fuck me, look. Like, she must be so retarded that they couldn't even polish that up, you know what I mean? First of all, the song stinks anyway. Apparently it's from this, hold on. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood theme song.
Drop of the beats, guys.
Guy's not the best singer either. Fuck me, like, what a horrendous pile of shit. Someone needs to say, like, you know, I thought her ma was some sort of managing genius. Someone needs to go to your girl Kylie. Listen, the only use to the world that you are is to maybe show us all your asshole. Okay? Go ahead there and, you know, you're I don't know how many of the rest of the family, you could probably just Google them nude. You might be the only one left. Let's see that post. Get it out. Because even Kim Kardashian's one, she can't give it away. Diana, look at my bat. And you're like, nah, seen in it already. So, giving up on it, sort of. Hey, Kylie, you used to be average looking and now you've just sculpted your whole head into what is deemed as hot now. So, go ahead and get your asshole out and stop fucking around with the singing. Good girl. And then shut up. Because you literally are of no value to anybody. really sexist, but, you know, let's not act like a fucking empty retard. Right, here we go. Oh, yeah, sorry, William Thompson. Will Lavery's be running the whole time? Back to normal. Yes, it will be. It's on the 18th and then the 1st of June. 18th of May, 1st of June. Write it down, guys. Always good. Never not funny. I was going to tell a tie. Oh, good. Enjoy your holidays, dude, from Mark Rooney. It's weird that so many people know him. I'm He-Man from Eternia, and I'm She-Man from Bangkok. Great jokes! I'm not even going to Bangkok, so how about that?
I'm going to Bang Pussy!
No, I'm joking.
My pussy's empty.
So, right, here we go. Dale Crozier, will Aaron McCann's trip to Mexico be more or less successful than Michaela McCollum's trip to Peru? I mean, Aaron's so naive and charming that he could probably bring a fucking case of cocaine back and be like, no, it's just Daz, my mouth's head. You know what I mean? He could probably get the whole way back with it and no one give a shit. That's the type of him. Or they catch him and they're just like, oh, is that coke? And he's like, aye. And they're like, aye, go on ahead. Sure, you wouldn't have known better anyway. Your big special needs head there. So I'm sure it will be successful. Is that the last question? Thank fuck. Sure, it was only an hour of questions. Here we go again. Ding, ding, o'clock. Guys, cheers for listening. I have to go now and finish packing and do some silly shit before going on holiday. Include probably buying more shorts. You know, you can never have too many shorts. Yawn! And then we're off to Dublin tonight to fly to Dubai. Getting A-Rab money. I was going to say, cheers for listening, all that shit. But truth is, I'm taking everything with me, so I'll be able to do a podcast probably next Tuesday. You know, fuck knows where I'll be. Where will I be? Travelling. So it might be Tuesday, Wednesday or something like that. Don't be all fucking mad at me if it appears on a Wednesday, guys. All right? And we'll post that shit. So that's about it. I'm away. I might try and do more podcasts. If I'm ever bored or stuck inside or something, you know, if it's too warm, I'll do another podcast. So that's about it. I'll go here and I'll speak to you next week. 18th of May, Lavery's Comedy Club. Yeah, boy. Doors 8:30, £6. Tell all your fucking friends. Go on down. Speak to you later, guys. All the best now. Take it easy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.